Hello there, my name is McNeil and you are listening to the McNeil and Friends podcast. Here I invite different people to talk about movies. We talk about movies that are currently playing in the theaters and topics related to cinema. If you like this type of content, be sure to follow my podcast on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also support my podcast by telling your friends, and if you don't have any, you can tell your family. Thank you for listening. What's up, everybody? Today is my new episode in a series called Journey to Black Widow. What I'm doing is I'm watching one Marvel Cinematic Universe movie a week in chronological order leading up to Black Widow. So if you enjoy Marvel movies and enjoy being a geek like me, watch one Marvel Cinematic Universe movie a week and tune into each episode. Today, I'm here with my friend Noah.
Hey.
Now, Noah has been a friend of mine for a long time. He actually does all of my editing for this podcast, so thank you, Noah, for doing such a thing.
Man. No problem, dude. I enjoy it so much.
Yeah, I know you do. I don't understand. It's really tedious to me. But yeah, this is my friend Noah. He's a ginger, and he is here today, and we are talking about The Incredible Hulk, which is the second movie that was released in this universe. But when it came out, people probably didn't realize that they were building up a universe for Marvel until the last scene in this movie where Robert Downey Jr., who plays Tony Stark slash Iron Man, walks into the bar where General Thunderbolt Ross is drinking his life away. And he's like, we're building a team. And people are probably like, oh, Avengers, you know? So, yeah, this movie is kind of interesting because it's really the strangest movie in this universe because Edward Norton played Bruce Banner slash Hulk, you know? And now we have Mark Ruffalo playing him. So everybody kind of has their opinion on who they like better, and I know you do. So let's get that out of the way. Who do you like better?
So I like Edward Norton a lot better. I feel like he portrays a better Hulk character and personality. We were kind of talking about this last night. You know, I feel like they don't really show his smart side too much.
Yes.
But they more like he's always running. You know, or
he's running away from the U.S. military throughout the entire movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think Mark Ruffalo really portrays his smart side and not really like a Hulk.
Yeah, that is something that we both picked up on. Like, you know, obviously in Avengers Endgame, we see Mark Ruffalo and he's playing Hulk and he's Professor Hulk, you know, and like Age of Ultron and all the other team up movies with Hulk. He's, except really Thor Ragnarok, you know, Hulk's kind of an idiot there.
But, <Yeah.
laughs> but Bruce Banner is supposed to be very intelligent, you know, like up there with Tony Stark and Reed Richards and Dr. Stephen Strange, all these people. And in The Incredible Hulk, when Edward Norton's playing him, we don't really get to see any of that because he's constantly running from the military.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing that is better about Edward Norton's portrayal is his, you know, his look. He looks a lot more like Bruce Banner. He's scrawny, you know, which is the ironic thing about Bruce Banner is he's a scrawny dude, but then when he's angry, he's a giant green monster,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's things I like a lot about Edward Norton's portrayal, and the things I don't like fall back on the writing. But Mark Ruffalo, there are things I like about his portrayal as well, but I think they make his version of the Hulk or Bruce Banner more along the lines of the characters in the rest of the universe. Like he's more, they try to revolve that character's tone around the others. He's too funny, you know, and that's not really a character I imagine being very funny.
You're right. Yeah.
You know, so that's one of the things. It's really interesting because if you could combine the things I like about both of these performances, we'd have the best Hulk.
Right.
It's like, who would do that?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not exactly sure, like, me thinking of who, like, what character or what actor would be, would best play the role of Hulk. But I think they both, Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo, I think they both have each half of the personality.
Yes.
They got to find someone that middle.
Yeah. I think if Edward Norton had continued down that path, I think we could have gotten that.
Yeah.
For sure. Mark Ruffalo, you know, I would have been okay with it if they kept his character more along the lines of Edward Norton's version, if it was less funny,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
But I get it. You know, they're trying to appeal. They're trying to appease to every side of the audience. You know,
right.
They're trying to make Hulk as likable of a character as possible. But yeah. See, fun fact though, the director of The Incredible Hulk originally wanted Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
Yes. Marvel insisted on Edward Norton, which is funny because they had to part ways due to creative differences. I think Edward Norton wanted more of a say-so than what Marvel had in mind for him.
I'm curious of how Mark Ruffalo would have done if he had played the character a little differently.
You're talking about, like, in The Incredible Hulk,
yeah,
the movie?
Yeah,
you know, while we were watching it yesterday, I told you, I was like, you know, I could kind of see Mark Ruffalo still playing this role. I don't think it would have been hard for any actor, really, throw any actor in that movie, anybody can run from the U.S. military and not say a lot.
Right.
You know? But a lot of the performance was more on, like, his facial expressions.
Right.
So, and I could kind of see Mark Ruffalo doing that, and I think he was probably the best actor they had in mind to recast, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, there's a lot you could say. You could argue either point of which actor did the better job of playing Bruce Banner or Hulk, you know, and I would respect either argument. I'm open to all ideas. I honestly don't really have a preference. Hulk's not a favorite superhero of mine. I like him, but I know he's your favorite.
Right.
Which is part of the reason why I wanted you for this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted some opinions that were a little bit more stronger than mine.
Yeah, and I'm not really, I don't know much about Marvel or comics or so. I mean, I'm a huge fan, but, like, I love the movies, and, like, I'm a huge, like, I've been a Hulk fan ever since I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
I had the big old Hulk, like, hand, like, foam thing.
Yeah, I think I actually had one, too.
Oh, those are
maybe
awesome.
A friend of mine did.
Yeah.
But.
But, like, when it comes to, like, the comics and, like, what it was, you know, I'm more of just a fan that's like, I want to see the Hulk. And whenever I think of the Hulk, I'm like, anger, you know?
Yeah, you want to see Hulk smash.
Yeah. And I think they did a very good job at that in The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that they do a lot of that in that movie. I mean, there's also a lot in some of the other movies, too, except Endgame.
Yeah.
He didn't smash. He did the opposite of smash. I mean, he snapped.
Yeah.
You know, that's really about all he did in that movie, which was cool, but I wanted to see him refight. Is that a word? I just made up a new word. I've made up a lot of new words in this podcast, I think. I wanted to see a rematch of Hulk and Thanos, like in the beginning of Infinity War. I would have loved to see Hulk take out Thanos at the end and then Iron Man do his I am Iron Man and snap, but
oh yeah.
You know. Yeah. But, you know, getting back on the topic, another weird thing about The Incredible Hulk is that this was the only movie that's been produced by Universal Studios.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Because Iron Man 2, Thor, and the first Captain America, I believe, were all Paramount. The Incredible Hulk was Universal. Avengers was the first Disney-distributed Marvel movie. And basically, the reason Universal did The Incredible Hulk is because they had the rights to him, and that was, I think they might have rights to like one or two other characters, but I think I heard recently that, I don't know if this is a rumor or not, because I haven't really seen any articles that are like super credible, I guess, but I think Marvel has just bought the rights to Hulk, so that way they can do whatever they want with him.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what they're going to do now that it's just Professor Hulk. Maybe they have him in for like a mentor for some other characters, but yeah, I'm not sure. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure either, cuz I haven't seen anything, and I follow a lot of like Marvel account, you know, and I know
like
that there was
Marvel accounts on Instagram or something.
On Instagram, yeah. And like that there was a whole big thing about the Spider-Man with Sony, but like I haven't heard or seen anything that has to do with Hulk.
Yeah.
You know?
And the only reason he's been able to exist in any of their movies is because they, I'm assuming Universal gets a cut of the share
right.
of the movie just because they have the character in there. And I'm glad that they put Hulk in the movies. I just wish that his arc throughout all of these movies was a little bit more well-developed.
Yeah.
You know, he's like Iron Man has a great character arc. Captain America, he has a great character arc. Thor, you know, he's in some movies kind of a hit or miss, but Incredible Hulk, or just Hulk, you know, has, or even Bruce Banner, his arc is weird because of the recast and all the different versions you've seen of him, and it's just kind of drastic each time you see him on screen. So, yeah, Hulk is one of the more interesting characters in this universe, would you say?
Yeah, I would say he is one of the most interesting characters. I would have to say my only problem is that they didn't continue any of the Hulk movies. Like, they didn't make, like, a Hulk 2. I mean, I know that they made the original Hulk, but that wasn't a part of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
And honestly, I was just watching, like, a YouTube video on that, and that looked awful.
Yes. just full disclosure here, I have not seen that movie.
Really?
And I'm a huge comic book movie fan, and everybody knows that. Everybody who knows me knows I'm the movie guy, blah, 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 whatever. Yes, I have not seen the original Hulk movie from 2003, but guess what? I don't care. I don't care because it looks like crap, and I don't want to waste my time. I'll waste my time with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I wasted my time with Captain Marvel. But you and I both did when we saw that in the theaters about a year ago. But you know, I don't want to waste my time with that movie. You know, maybe I'd get to it one day, but I'm not. I'm just not trying to waste my time. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought like before, actually, like this past week, I thought that
you thought yesterday. I know what you're about to say. You thought that the original Hulk movie was part of the Marvel Universe, which means, if that's the case, that movie would have been the launch of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which would have sucked, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Because nobody likes it.
Yeah.
You know, but Iron Man was the start, and let's jump into the movie here, The Incredible Hulk. We haven't really talked much about that yet. We've talked more about the actors. The opening scene of The Incredible Hulk is the origin story.
Right.
Of, you know, how he got the gamma radiation injected in his body, what General Thunderbolt Ross was up to. You know, there's a lot of that story that's not mentioned. I mean, it's mentioned throughout the movie, but since it's not shown, you know, since we just kind of get like a montage of scenes, we don't necessarily understand what happened there other than just through little hints of pieces in dialogue, you know?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, like there's a scene where, and if you look closely, you can see where he has a gun and then a bullet, he spits it out, and he talks about that in one of the Avengers movies.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to put all that together when you got all these really important things that happen, and they don't necessarily resonate well because we didn't really spend much time there.
Right, yeah.
And the only reason we didn't is because we got the origin story of Hulk in a movie from 2003, 5 years before it, that was supposed to be crap.
Right.
So I kind of wish we spent a little bit more time there.
I agree.
To know a little bit more of the Hulk origin story. Because this is the people, not the people, this is the movie that people generally think about when they think of a Hulk movie.
Right.
I would think.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just me because that's the only one I've seen.
Yeah.
But
I think they could have done a really good job, like we were just talking about earlier, like making the two movies. Just like, the you know, of course, the layout would be like the first one being where he was before, what he was working on, and then leading up to that, and then like middle of the movie or something, like that's whenever he gets the, like, does the gamma radiation stuff.
Yeah.
And then like I think The Incredible Hulk would have been a great second movie.
So are you saying that like if you were to, you know, like in a perfect world, if you were to have made these movies, the direction you would have took it is have The Incredible Hulk, the first movie, be more of his origin story and his relationship with Betty Ross or whatever, and the second one being more about, you know, the effects of what the gamma radiation is doing to him and him running away from the U.S. military and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. I haven't seen the first Hulk movie, so I'm assuming the plot is about more of his origin story.
Yeah.
So you're saying it like that would have been more the first one, and then the second one being him running?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. So, you know, we've kind of talked about some things that are like kind of a hit or miss in this movie, and what more of a miss. So, what is like your favorite thing about this movie?
I would have to say my favorite thing is just how they portrayed Hulk, man. Like, the aggression of Hulk and like in his emotions,
specifically Hulk or Bruce Banner?
Hulk.
Okay.
Because I don't think they do a very good job of that in, like, with Mark Ruffalo. Like, other than the Avengers mm-hmm. movie and Ultron, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, so they the do first
a,
two.
Yeah, they yeah. do, a really good job yeah. of that.
But then I do agree, you know, it does kind of start to go off the rails there. Like, yeah. I actually do like Thor Ragnarok. I take that back. The first three Hulk appearances with Mark Ruffalo, I'm okay with. Infinity War and Endgame, not so much. I mean, it could have been a little bit more interesting.
Right.
But, you know, him, like, Bruce Banner not tapping into the Hulk side of his personality, his yeah. alter ego, whatever. I wasn't a huge fan of that. I didn't dislike it. I don't know. It seemed too abrupt for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I'm gonna mention two points here. One of the best scenes in that movie, in The Incredible Hulk,
mm-hmm.
I think is like at the end when he's fighting
Abomination.
Yeah, Abomination. Yeah. Whenever the helicopter catches on fire and he's just like, he claps his hands and
yes.
blows it out.
Yes.
And then he's like Hulk smash, like all of that is yeah. just.
I want more of that Hulk.
Yes.
I'm going to be dead serious here. I'm going to be serious. I'm not even kidding when I say this.
Okay.
That final battle scene in The Incredible Hulk, that is my favorite part of the movie. But what I'm saying, when I'm being dead serious, this is what I'm being dead serious about, is that that's one of my favorite battle scenes in this entire universe.
Really?
Yes. I mean, obviously, the thing of the giant battle at the end of Avengers Endgame, the ones in Infinity War, the airport battle sequence, and the one at the end of the first Avengers, you know, and then on it, that one, the one at the end of The Incredible Hulk, that's up there. It's freaking awesome.
It is really good, and yeah.
You know, not all the CGI in that movie looks good. Some of it does look like a little bit like it came straight out of a video game. But when it's darker, it's harder to tell. And I don't know. I just love that final battle sequence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
But aside from, like, favorite scenes, my personal favorite thing about this movie is the tone. And it doesn't necessarily feel like a movie that's in this universe because it's darker and it's more serious.
Right.
And I like that. And I kind of wish Marvel would do some movies a little bit more like that. You know, don't be afraid to go darker, or a little bit grittier. In this movie, they do that. The humor, that slapstick comedy, if you will, is not really in this movie all that much. You know, you don't have characters like Iron Man or Spider-Man or the Guardians of the Galaxy, people just to, you know, throw some witty one-liners in there.
Right.
This movie is serious. But, yeah, my favorite thing about it is the tone. I like how it's dark. What about you?
I agree. I really like the tone as well. I think they did a really good job at that. And because, like, it's not, and like you were saying, it's not like a lot of the other movies, which I think that really makes it pop out the most, you know?
Yeah, and for some people that may not be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't dislike this movie. You know, this movie gets a lot of hate. Maybe not necessarily hate, just it's kind of outcasted. And well, I've kind of heard people talk about how it's like the black sheep of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I've heard a lot of people use that term for this movie. And I would agree there. It's different tonally and because Edward Norton's playing the Hulk.
Right. I mean, yeah, it does have its problems, but like...
Yes, it does.
I mean, like, I see where you were talking about, like, the Hulk, like, looking like it came from a video game.
Yeah.
I don't think...
At times.
At times. Like, there are moments where I'm like, wow, he looks, like, legit. Like, real, you know?
It's like sometimes the CGI is really holding up.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not. And I think it depends on the lighting of the time of the day, really. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so when you're talking about this movie, it does have its problems. The biggest problem for me is the lack of character development for really any of the characters. Because the entire movie is Bruce Banner running from the United States military. And because he's only doing that, like we've talked about, we don't get to see the intelligence of Bruce Banner. We don't get to see, you know, what his personality's like. We just know what he's like running away from the military. And that's a problem for me. Like, I wanted to spend more time with Bruce Banner. I wanted to spend more time with Bruce Banner and his relationship with Betty Ross, because I actually thought that was interesting. And we haven't seen her since this movie. We've seen Thunderbolt Ross, her dad, in movies like Civil War, and he's going to be in Black Widow. But we haven't really gotten to spend any more time with that specific relationship, Bruce Banner and Betty Ross. You know, what do you think?
I'm right there with you, man. That is actually mine as well. Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, so you agree.
I agree, I guess. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to know more about Bruce Banner in this movie, you know? And I think just because this movie missed a couple of the notes that it, really important notes that it needed, like knowing who Bruce Banner is, and, you know, if they had stuck with an actor, it would have felt more consistent, and maybe Hulk would be a bigger character.
Yeah.
You know, I had also read they were going to make a second Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton if they had continued down the route with him, but they didn't due to creative differences, and now we have, and also probably financial issues as well, you know, because different studios are distributing the movies. But, you know, there's, you know, I feel like a lot of the problems come down to the writing and, you know, studios kind of clashing with each other. But lastly, one of my other biggest problems with the movie is that it does kind of fall on some plot conveniences sometimes. Now, these are two minor examples. Like, one of the first scenes where he's actually running, he runs into those guys that were kind of jerks in his work at that factory.
Yeah.
While he's running away. It's like, yeah, of course that happened. And then they played a factor into him turning into the Hulk for the first time in the movie, aside from that montage in the beginning. But also, there's the first time we actually really get to see Hulk, not in the shadows, and he's like out in the day in a, on that college campus, and he saves Betty from the fire, and they're inside the fire, and then of course it rains.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, what great timing that was to just have rain, you know, at the best, most important time of the movie. You need rain. You're going to have it right there. It's like, you know, there's a lot of moments like that. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but like whenever he was running into the building where they were going to trap him in, they kind of did an overview. Overview, sorry. But like you could see the dark clouds coming in, but like it wasn't that.
You could see like the lightning and kind of hear the thunder in the background, you know, at the college campus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, but I didn't see any. I didn't notice that part.
Then what are you talking about?
Well, no. We're talking about the same thing, but I didn't notice the lightning and the thunder. But no. What I'm saying is, I think we're talking about two different things.
I think we are.
I'm talking about like whenever he's running in, like it hasn't started raining yet or anything.
We're talking about the college campus sequence, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever he's on his way running into the running into it.
Oh, before he turned into Hulk.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like they showed like a like dark clouds coming in. Yeah. They were like far out, and I was think like
yeah
what?
Yes, there was. I do remember that, but there I want to say right as he turned into Hulk and he breaks the glass and dramatically jumps out at the people, I think there was thunder and lightning in the background.
There probably was. Yeah.
And I was like, I hadn't watched this movie in a while, and I was like, doesn't that play into something soon? And it's kind of ridiculous. And then you get to that scene, you're like, yep. Yeah, of course. You have rain conveniently, even though everything that just happened took place in broad daylight. And yes, you know, that happens. I'm not saying that can't happen. But the timing was too perfect for anything else to, like, you know what I'm trying to say. It's just, it's kind of ridiculous. I don't really know why I have such a problem with that. But I think it's just because
it's a cheesy part.
I want to say I do really like this movie. I enjoy it. Even though we have said a lot of things that we don't necessarily like, I do really like this movie.
Yeah, I do
too, find
yeah.
a lot of things that I enjoy about this movie while I'm watching it. I do acknowledge its problems, though. You know, this is kind of like a lot of the Marvel movies I really like, and I would rate them really high. This one is kind of more average. There are some that I, like, just a couple I'd put below average. Captain Marvel, for sure. But this one, you know, give it like an average score. What about you?
I would, too. I think I would rank it a little higher than most people. Like, we were looking on the rankings of what most people rank it. Like, I think it was like 3.5 to 4
stars. You mean like the rating that they give it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to...
So on Letterboxd that I use, I think I've talked about this before, like how their star system works. You can give it all the way up to 5 stars. The lowest you can give it is a half star. So you can give half star increments as well. It's like half star, 1, 1.5, so on all the way up to 5. The average for this movie was like 2.7 to 9. The majority of people had given it 2 to 3 stars in that range. That was where most of the ratings fell.
Yeah.
I gave it 3, personally. And if I give something 3 stars, that means it's decent.
Yeah.
It's an average movie. You know, it's like a 6 out of 10.
I'd probably give it a 4. Just the only reason...
4 stars?
Yeah, 4 stars.
Okay.
And that's not, as far as I'm aware from what like we looked at earlier, that's not very common. But
right.
I think the only reason why I would give it 4 stars is because of the ending. Like that.
I love that battle scene.
Gosh, man.
I'd give that battle scene a solid 8 or 9 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. If that was like a standalone film, whatever, I don't even care. It doesn't really have a plot at that point. If it's just standalone film.
Yeah.
But that scene is awesome. I want more of that Hulk.
Yes.
We need Hulk to, you know, show his abilities. We know he can beat the crap out of things or people, or, you know, he just smashes crap.
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, he clapped his hands together. Mm-hmm. It caused, you know, all that like force and blew the fire away, and he saved everybody in the helicopter. The Hulk smash thing. He smashed the ground, and, you know, you got to see all of his abilities. I want more of that. I will campaign for that. Yeah. I am an advocate to see. I put an extra syllable in advocate. Did you hear that? Yeah. Advocate. I am an advocate. I'm an advocate for that Hulk. And I want more of it. But I don't know what's going to happen. I know they have a She-Hulk TV show coming out on Disney Plus soon. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, there's going to be that. That's gonna be a thing. I'm looking forward to it, and I wonder if Mark Ruffalo is gonna be in it.
I'm curious. Yeah. Well, no, I'm more curious because I'm really curious about if they're gonna make like a Hulk universe, like, you know, how Hulk World or Hulk Planet or something.
Yeah, that older cartoon with all the Hulks in it.
I'm curious if they're gonna introduce more Hulks because
like the Thunderbolts. Yeah. Well. Not all the Thunderbolts are Hulks, but...
Well, like, we were watching it. We were watching The Incredible Hulk last night, and we were talking about, like, they had Abomination, and then that the scientist, Mr. Blue...
Yes. Yes, that was something I was actually going to mention. Thank you. Yeah. I almost forgot about that. Yeah.
Him as, like, you
the
were
leader.
The leader.
He's,
yeah.
He's actually, you know, like, Abomination and the leader in the comics are the two biggest Hulk villains. And at the, you know, that doctor that they call, like you said, Mr. Blue... that you see at the end, he's kind of like that quirky scientist guy named Dr. Samuel Stearns. You saw how he had a cut in his head when he fell, and there was a bit of blood that went into it, and it kind of gave a weird shape to his forehead to make it expand or whatever.
Yeah, because it was the whatever gamma stuff that he had pulled from Bruce Banner.
Yes.
It had dripped on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And in the comics, he actually turns into one of Hulk's biggest villains called the Leader. And I believe that if they made a second movie, that was a setup for him to be the next villain. And, you know, we never saw anything else of him. I would like to see some portrayal of the Leader, whether they had to recast or not. I probably would prefer a recast. That guy was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with weird people, because I'm weird.
But well, you wouldn't see that guy again. Because he's already going to be transformed.
Yeah, you know, I kind of would like somebody a little bit more menacing.
Yeah.
He just wasn't that. That was my biggest problem with that. But yeah, you know, there's... I don't know what the future of the Hulk is. I know they've got a She-Hulk TV show coming out. I know... I don't know if this is a rumor or not also, but I think Mark Ruffalo pitched some idea to Kevin Feige, who's the president of Marvel Studios, about, you know, where else to go with his version of Hulk. So I'm interested. Marvel can always take my money, you know? I will happily give Marvel all my money. No, I won't. I gotta have money for myself. I take that back. But I will happily give Marvel the money that I pay to see the movies. There's that. That's what I'm trying to say. Gotta be a little bit realistic there, even though I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
But
I'm a college student. I can't afford that.
Yeah. I guess most college students can. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited to see where else they go with Hulk. You know, Hulk's a character that a lot of people really love. I've got a lot of friends who would say Hulk is their favorite superhero. You know, I could totally understand why. He's cool. But I want to see more of the Hulk we saw at the end of The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people can agree.
Yes.
Even the, I kind of like the Professor Hulk thing. I just thought it was too abrupt.
I don't think they transitioned very well with that.
Yeah, it was kind of random. I need a little bit more explanation, but I was okay with it. I liked it enough for the tone of the Marvel movies and the direction they're going. Like the tone of The Incredible Hulk the Hulk in The Incredible Hulk just wouldn't fit, you know?
I have a quick question about, for you about Professor Hulk in the, was it, when did he first show up? Was it
Endgame?
Endgame? Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember, but do you think that they could have made Professor Hulk a little bit more aggressive than what he was? Like,
No.
know you don't think so?
I don't, because Professor Hulk combines the strength of Hulk. Actually, I take my answer back. Yes. Because they take the strength of Hulk and the personality of Bruce Banner. So if he has the strength of Hulk, he can still do it. He can beat the crap out of whoever still.
Well, you would all, I think.
Theoretically.
I think, honestly, if they were to combine, you would get a little bit of that that angry side. Just a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I don't. Maybe they'll explore it. Maybe that's the direction they're going. We get to learn more about Professor Hulk and see maybe some of the abilities. And if they actually, like we talked about this much earlier in this episode, if Marvel actually did buy the rights to Hulk from Universal, maybe we will get to explore the character of now Professor Hulk, you know? But yeah, this is a really interesting topic in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk, what a character.
I love that guy.
I like the character a lot. He's not necessarily my favorite Spider-Man, but you know, Hulk is a superhero I really like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Cool.
Yeah.
I did a cool.
Cool. Cacaw. But yeah, so Noah, I would like to thank you for joining me on this episode of the podcast today.
Yeah, man. Dude, it's been great.
Yeah, and thank you for editing all of my podcast episodes.
Oh, dude, it's a pleasure.
I don't know why you enjoy it. But, you know, you do you, man. You
you.
So do you have any last thoughts about The Incredible Hulk you'd like to say or anything you'd like to add about, you know, yourself?
I think we pretty much covered everything on The Incredible Hulk that I feel. I really like this movie. I think it was a great movie. You know, I think they portrayed Hulk the best in this movie. But I think that's about it on that subject. But I also wanted to point out, if anybody is looking for podcasts to be done or anything, you can contact me through Instagram or my email. My Instagram is NoahDrumsDW. It's all lowercase. You can just DM me there. My email is NoahDean@iCloud.com. Just give me a shout out if you want that done. And we'll just kind of talk about it and see what we can do.
Cool. Yeah, hit Noah up with any audio work you need. He's good at it. That's why my podcasts sound awesome.
Thank you, man.
But yeah, so thanks again for joining me today, and it's been a blast. So more about me, be sure to follow me on Letterboxd at McNeil Mullican, McNeilMullikin. No spaces or no capital letters. Letterboxd is where I post the movies I watch and write reviews. You can also follow me on Instagram at _McNeil, McNeill, _. Send me a message there and let me know what your thoughts are on The Incredible Hulk and the Marvel Cinematic Universe in general. If you're interested in joining for an episode, send me a message through Instagram and I'd be glad to work something out. You can also find the McNeil and Friends podcast on Patreon and become a patron to support this podcast if you so desire. If you made it to the end of this podcast, congratulations. And once again, thank you for listening.